The best variety on your radio, 88.3 Southern FM.
And we invite you to stay tuned for unique space or astronomy features, because this is The Space Show. And yes, we're lost in space, Amy Mann. That song's got nothing to do with the 1970s television series. Rather, we're playing it because, unfortunately, there are three Australian satellites lost in space at the moment. Welcome to The Space Show, which is presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie, and on Mission Control, we have Jay. On this evening's The Space Show, yes, lost in space, Australia's newest satellites, all three of them are lost. And across the Tasman, Rocket Lab claims success, even though its Electron rocket did not reach orbit. And we look back 50 years to the first satellite ever built in Australia. And we have space news from around the world. First up, we'll have some local space news. Well, they're called AU01SUSAT from the University of Adelaide, AU02 UNSW ECO from the University of New South Wales, and AU03 Inspire 2 from the University of Sydney. And unfortunately, I shouldn't laugh, but they are all three lost in space. Well, Inspire 2 was the first of three CubeSats out of the NanoRacks pod of the International Space Station, and there's no information yet on whether it's working or not, although I do have a rather interesting contact in a moment. And here's how the deployment went.
NanoRacks Houston, local time, 10:50 p.m. The ISS just crossed into the Tasman Sea, which is not too far from the University of Sydney in Australia, which is one of our QB50 team members are at, for iInspire 2. We are also deploying today PolyITON-2.SAU, the National Technical University of Ukraine, and SNUSAT-1 from Seoul National University of South Korea. We're currently working, no issues, and the CubeSat deployer is one command away from deployment in 10 minutes from now.
Copy that, Houston. 10 minutes till deployment window opening, and LCM is set, ready to go. Over.
This is NanoRacks Houston, local time, 10:55 p.m. Yeah. ISS is just north of New Zealand. We are currently on time, 5 minutes from now, for an on-time deployment. When the CubeSats are deployed, you'll once again see them come from this area and move towards the left of the screen. So keep an eye out for the deploys. We're 3 minutes away. Currently working, no issues, and looking forward to a good deploy. NanoRacks Houston, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and mark.
Okay, we're out.
And NanoRacks Houston, we have good deploy.
Copy that, NanoRacks Houston. Confirm good deploy. Congratulations to all the teams on the line. Happy to put three more QB50 satellites into space. This is NanoRacks Washington, D.C., standing by for official timescale.
And a good deploy it was. Deployed at 2 p.m. Australian time on Thursday. And there were three satellites in that deployment. One was called iInspire 2 from Australia, KPI SAU-1 from Ukraine and SNUSAT-1 from Korea. Well, unfortunately, nothing's been heard from Inspire 2. And this afternoon, I was had a chat with Ivor Cairns, who's a professor in space physics at the University of Sydney and was the leader of the Inspire 2 project, and he sent me this message. No, we have not yet received the beacon signal from Inspire 2-AU03. While obviously disappointing, this is not entirely unexpected since the spacecraft battery was last charged in August last year and was probably at about 60% of capacity when launched from Cape Canaveral, and since it discharges quickly when cold, as it would have been for several days when attached to the International Space Station. So we thus expect the solar cells to recharge the battery and thus enable the onboard computer to start its cycle. Now, Ivor continues with, as we wait, we are, of course, also trying to command the spacecraft in various ways, such as trying to reduce battery use, deploy the antennas, and turn on the communications board for more than the beacon. And this spacecraft has been amazingly robust by its design, building, testing, and delivery, and its launch and deployment into space went beautifully smoothly, so the current communications difficulty are doubly agonizing for me and the team. We have not given up hope. Even if we do not establish contact, it is appropriate to remember Teddy Roosevelt's words. Far better it is to dare mighty things, to win glorious triumphs, even though checkered by failure. So Ivor, in his message to me, has added, go, Inspire 2. So there we go. Hopefully they'll get contact with it. Meanwhile, Matthew Tetlow of Adelaide University has told me this afternoon that his team has not managed to track their satellite yet, but they're still working on it. Now, that satellite was called SUSAT, and it was part of the third deployment on Thursday. Those satellites were QBITO from Spain, AALTO-2 from Finland, and, of course, the SUSAT from Australia. So, unfortunately, no word from SUSAT either. And that brings us to the third of the Australian satellites deployed last week. This was deployed last Wednesday at 3:25 p.m. And no signal has been received from UNSW ECO. And Professor Andrew Dempster thinks that maybe the battery was exhausted when the satellite was deployed, and it could possibly be recharged by solar cells. So Professor Andrew Dempster, who is the director of the Australian Centre for Space Engineering Research at the University of New South Wales, spoke on Friday in Melbourne to a meeting partly organised by the Space Association of Australia, who presents this radio program. And here's what Andrew had to say last Friday.
There's our CubeSats being deployed from the space station. There's three of them in a row. The back one is ours. That went out at 3:30 yesterday. Thank you, but that was the last that we saw or heard of it. get your applause in now. I've just spoken to my team before the presentation, and we are hoping that there's still a few options left that can. They are not. They're still. They haven't given up hope.
I thought it was rather unkind of the audience to laugh at the news. The other satellites that went out with the Australian satellite, UNSW ECO, were NJUST-1 from China and Challenger from the United States. Well, this afternoon, Andrew Dempster told me that his team has not yet contacted UNSW ECO. He added that they seem to have identified the problem. The antennae have not deployed. And he said, it means we need a high-powered transmitter. So, three Australian satellites lost in space. Ah, hey, hang on a mo. The space show has found one of the missing satellites. Yes, we are patching through. Live to air on Southern FM, the first signal from the errant satellite.
My spaceship lost its course, I don't know where. My radio don't work, it's off the air. I think I'll find a course back at the moon. Will NASA rescue me? Is this my doom? I'm lost in space. I can't find my way back.
Yes, lost in space. Oh, well.